So imagine if during an audit that absolute problems with an election were absolutely proven, meaning auditors that normally would certify bad machines as good machines found something so glaring they could not walk away from. Well, that's just what happened in New Hampshire. Imagine if 28% of the votes didn't get counted, even though they went into the voting machines. That's what we're going to talk about and more coming up right after this.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius, since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Live free or die, folks. You've probably heard that motto before. Well, it comes from New England. It comes from New Hampshire, as a matter of fact. It's the motto of New Hampshire, live free or die. It's the state motto, as I understand it. Now, imagine in New Hampshire if a huge battle was brewing over these voting machines. That's what's been going on. There's a site on Facebook that calls themselves the Live Free or Die Report. You can find them, Live Free or Die Report, on Facebook. And I'm following up a story that was originally done in many ways, and then a brand new story done by the Gateway Pundit, which reported originally February 11th that a November hand recount in the Rockingham District 7 New Hampshire House race in Windham, New Hampshire, found that there was a problem in the voting machines. Now, of course, you have been told over and over and over there is nothing wrong with any of these voting machines. In fact, it has been so taboo to report that or to talk about it, even on social media, they've been blocking or terminating your accounts. Well, now here we are, May 23rd, 2021, and as some of these audits get underway, and even ones that are, should we say, underway with questionable auditors, which have always ruled in favor of bad machines, some of the errors in the machine are so glaring that even those auditors can't walk away from it, and they can't keep a tight lid on the discoveries. And that's what's happened now in New Hampshire. But first, let's talk about some of these voting machines. You know, some of the issues I have with these voting machines is that the vast majority of them, regardless of the manufacturer, cannot discern between a voted ballot and a blank ballot. Now, here's what I mean by that. You know, our ballots, as they are, they're not very secure system. We send out our ballots by PDF file to each of the voting precincts. And if we were, like, say, dealing in, should we say, Georgia, and they send out a PDF of the ballot, the blank ballot for testing the machines, and it goes out to over 2,000 places, what are the chances of one of those people in one of those 2,000 places not being a ethical or morally savory character, right? They actually decide, hey, wow, I could maybe manipulate this. And the way it can be manipulated is these machines can't tell the difference between an authentic ballot and a counterfeit ballot. They know no different between what was really printed by the ballot printing machines and or companies versus one that got hijacked in the PDF process and somebody went down to the local copy shop and copied out a few hundred ballots and filled them out any way they wanted and got them run into the machines. Now, these machines have gaping holes in them like that. I tend to think that if those machines have those problems, then basically you need to do what it takes to either fix those machines or replace those machines. Well, the problem is this has been going on since 1970. Yes, you heard me correctly. 1970. It is 2021. Okay? For 51 years, these machines have had these problems. These electronic machines, which were supposed to bring honesty and integrity and transparency to our voting, have never panned out quite right. And as with anyone or anything in technology, think about it. If your social media went down or your email went down, you're going to start screaming after 51 seconds down. If it was down for 51 minutes and not working, you would probably have a conniption fit. But can you imagine something not being fixed for 51 years and the same problem occurring over and over and over again? Why do you think that is? Do you think we just don't possess the technological know-how to fix these things? Or could it be possible that these, should we say, inconsistencies or potential problem areas with the machines are actually selling benefits or opportunity benefits, right? And if you know how to exploit some of those benefits, well, definitely in the voting process, you would have an edge, correct? Well, see, that's what's going on out there in one of these very small areas. You know, Wyndham, only in New Hampshire, only counts for about 10,000 individual ballots. But that 10,000 individual ballots has shown a monumental error in these machines. Now, what you need to understand is New Hampshire is one of those states which is touted and prides itself as being the first primary in the campaign season. And what's interesting is New Hampshire received a total of 63 donations from the Center for Tech and Civic Living as part of their 2020 elections COVID-19 grants. Well, you might not have heard of the CTCL, that's Center for Tech and Civic Life. You may have heard it this way. It's Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. See, they donated $350 million to CTCL in the months leading up to the 2020 election. And then the CTCL then distributed the funds in the form of grants to numerous jurisdictions throughout the United States so they could hire additional staff, purchase mail-in ballot processing equipment, and other measures they considered essential to manage the election amid, you got it right, the COVID-19 pandemic. That pandemic did a lot to change the election. You know, a lot of the rules were rewritten. An example in Pennsylvania, if a ballot was mailed in and the signature didn't match the record on file, but yet somebody in the election decided to count it as a legal vote, That would be a felony. Well, a single piece of paper waiver actually erased that. Well, now, with actual auditors in process, this is no longer just theory or conspiracy theory. This is no longer fake news. It's real news. However, news that's supposed to report real news will still say it's fake news, or that's what I predict, because what is going on here is in these small towns, you can find something like 25% of the machines had a problem, and those 25% of the machines that had a problem accounted for over 33% of the votes. Now, if you remember this fight, we talked about it in New Hampshire, the people took to the streets waving banners saying, "We want Jovan to do our audit of the physical ballots." You know, I just got a notice on my Twitter and Facebook and stuff. It started pinging up one night, and these people were marching in the streets with my name on signs. It was like absolutely incredible. But the people knew that they needed to look at the actual ballots because there was potentially a problem with the physical ballots. But the county pushed back. Their board of supervisors or select men and women, however you want to call it, basically told the people, when the people marched down there and went into this meeting, the select men basically told the people, "You have no say in what we do, and they completely just discounted the people, threw them to the curb and says, "We're going to do it our way, period. You have no say." Well, they started doing it their way. And in this doing it their way, they did actually discover an error that I talked about with the news, and a diligent news reporter got right on this and exposed it. And here it is, and it's so significant in talking about the folds that it could possibly not only change New Hampshire, but it could possibly affect three other states as well. It's proven out. It's real. There's a problem, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you right after this. Share this link. Call your friends. Tell them to tune in. You're going to want to hear this information because this may be one of those incredible tipping points that proves we have serious problems with our voting systems in the United States. Be right back right after this.
Do you know why Jovan loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Jovan will be right back.
You can find Jovan on Twitter at Jovan H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JovanHuttonPulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search #JovanHuttonPulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jova in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Okay, it's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
Now, many of you experienced this when you went in and voted. You cast your ballot and then you get ready to have it scanned. And then when you walk up to the scan, the person asks, well, how'd you vote, Democrat or Republican? And they want to send you to a different machine based on how you voted. Well, not only is that illegal, it's nobody's business. But you have to think, why would they want to know how you voted? And depending upon how you voted, you went to a different machine. Well, what if that machine that you got directed to was the machine that maybe didn't count 28% of the votes? Yes, 28, almost a full third of the votes that were inserted in it. Would that be okay with you? You know, they always, these board of supervisors, use the saying of it's privacy, but yet they have no problem. Did you vote Democrat or Republican? Go to this machine or this machine? I would say that is a definite violation of your privacy, and I would say it's an outright election fraud. If they know that machine is broken, they're sending you to it. And there's a fellow by the name of Dr. David Strang who is in New Hampshire, and he's been talking about this. He's saying these voting machines that are fed the ballots, something's wrong with them. He went on the record saying winning an election shouldn't depend on your supporters inserting their ballots into the right machine, but rather any machine, and they should all count ballots the same. Well, that's not what happened on November 3rd in Windham, New Hampshire. The number coming from the legislatively ordered audit in that town of New Hampshire confirmed that what the citizens were already aware of and the citizens had claimed all along was the problem, and the lawmakers were basically telling them they're full of junk. Well, he goes on to say, our machines are not accurate and cannot be trusted to accurately count the votes. Now, this has been talked about for months. And months. But yet nobody paid attention. But now they got into the middle of the audit. Here it is. There's a problem. You know, increasingly, the Windham voters have declared that the hand count of the ballots is the only way to ensure accuracy. I've talked to Dr. David Strang. I put some pressure on New Hampshire saying, you've got to do this the right way. Physical ballots. Because even in just the audits, looking at the counts on the machines, various independent auditors without having the official numbers, meaning digging into the machines just with the public release, were basically saying, look, you got four machines. One of them, that's 25%, is out of calibration. That out of calibration is throwing off almost 30% of the votes. But nobody wanted to listen. So what they did is they basically decided to use their one-trick pony auditors they normally use, and that's the people that always come down on their side to say this was crap, and all of a sudden they found out, in fact, the machines do not agree with each other, and that there's a wide variation amongst the four machines just for the repeat audit machine count alone, and that means hand recounts total from November 12th are likely to be the only accurate tally out there. You know, they found things. They found things that literally suggested that all of the Republicans were being shorted counts. Now, how would it know, right? How would it know only the Republicans were shorted hundreds of votes? How would a machine know that? Well, the only way a machine can know that is by either looking at the vote or by only Republicans going to that particular machine versus the Democrats. Either way, something's wrong, right? And so there was a group formed called the Government Integrity Project. They've kind of taken this into their own hands to conduct their own citizens' audit, right? A citizens' audit. Lisa Mazur is basically working with others to try to verify these audits. Now, the Government Integrity Project, a movement, it's made of New Hampshire voters who want to protect and restore liberties as defined in our country's founding documents. It had its official launch, by the way, on Saturday, May 22nd. The locally promoted official launch provided updates on the audit from the group's founders and longtime Wyndham residents, Ken Eyring, really leading the charge, great man, Tom Murray, Senator Bob Guida, and Marilyn Todd. What a fighter that woman is. And they are all fighting for New Hampshire voter integrity, right? But the city officials have been playing a game of cat and mouse and hide and seek the whole time, even changing when the, meetings were supposed to be had or when the recounts were supposed to be had. It would just change them and move them. The people were getting upset. And it's mainly because the numbers are very strange, right? They're, for such a small town, there's large numbers that a Republican would lose like 100 to 300 votes. And sometimes you think, well, why would a Republican ask for a recount for that? Well, any recount, if you think the machines are bad, is literally worth it, right? And ironically, in this case, I think it was a Democrat looking for the votes, and they actually found out it was the Republicans, right? The Republicans, which were the issues going back and forth in the machine. So it's not limited to one party at all. A broken machine is a broken machine, right? Is the issue. But there's just some oddities with this thing and the fact that the New Hampshire government didn't want to do what the people were asked. And all they were asking for is they literally wanted to make sure they recounted the physical ballots because they found that the voting machines shorted every Republican, not just a few. They found that through the numbers that were released, that the machines shorted every Republican by roughly 300 votes. Now, how can that happen with such consistency? Think about that. How does it only know it was Republicans? And how does every Republican get shorted roughly 300 votes? That's the problem. And that's part of why the New Hampshire Senate voted 24-0 to force the state to perform an audit of Wyndham, New Hampshire state representative races that, of course, were from November 3rd or on November 3rd of 2020. Now, this was not without a fight. You would think the Secretary of State or even these election units of the AG's office would want this. Nope. They all basically said, nope, we're sure they work. We don't want anything to do with it. We're 100% fed up with all these activists and all these people pushing for it. They basically started calling the people nuts. Now, out of the five Wyndham selectmen, and that's the people that, you know, decide how the elections were run. Out of those five that were tasked with hiring the team to oversee the audit, only one lone auditor, Bruce Breton, voted to select me, right? One abstained from voting, a Republican, but didn't vote. That's really odd. And the other three basically voted for Mark Linderman of Verified Voting, which is obviously a huge Democrat operative, that they would count the ballots. Now, see, that was the big dust-up. Why would you hire a known, professed, out-there Democratic operative, right, that actually said the Arizona audit is a fake and it's a scam? Why would you hire somebody like that to investigate issues? It sounds like they'd be, you know, biased to begin with. Now, what I understand is tens of thousands of emails went out to try to get me to do it. But Gardner, right, and his constituents basically said, hell no, we're not going to do it. A lot of people said that had to do with because they were afraid of, not me per se, I get put in that hot seat for creating this fold effect and look for folds and look at the physical ballots, but they didn't want to look at the physical ballots. And the reason they don't want to look at the physical ballots is because machines can change what the ballots do if there's a problem with the machine. It's exactly why H.R. 1 was going through Congress, and they want to get rid of the physical ballot. Because, see, if you can just vote on a machine, then there is no paper trail to audit, and they want to get rid of it. Well, the story broke this morning, okay? And it is taken off like wildfire. And here's the headline. New fold effect finding in New Hampshire could impact entire state results in New Hampshire and possibly three other states. It goes on to say that earlier today, auditors in Wyndham, New Hampshire, started testing if folds in ballots impacted the vote counts in the 2020 election. Now, they were trying to decide if this was true, then it could impact the entire state of New Hampshire. See, folks, what happened here is I got a hold of some of the ballots from the people in New Hampshire and looked at them. And, of course, I'm looking for the folds, too. But I said, hey, these folds run right through the ovals. Now, one of the things on these ballots have to be printed in a very meticulous way. And these folds, for no reason, should ever run through an oval because the fold breaks the paper, right? And the printing's on top of the paper, so the black printing. And when it's folded, it breaks that printing, and so the printing doesn't read like right. It goes back to what I told you about the car wash. We've all tried to put a dollar bill in and it didn't work, or the laundromat, or the, you know, the snack machine, and it didn't take the dollar bill. And that's because the printing on it is trying to read has been degraded because the bill has been folded too much. Well, this was what was going on with the ballots. Because whoever did it, I don't know who did it, right? But somebody decided that they were going to lay out their own ballot or didn't follow state law, didn't follow federal law, and it's basically did it willy-nilly and then folded the damn things, and it folded right through ovals, one of these ovals for the Senate candidates. And lo and behold, it's not counting 28% of them. And that's 100% because of the paper. Now think about that. You know, we tend to think of code only being in the machines. That's totally wrong. Because before there's code in the machines, there's the paper, and the paper itself is code. It tells the machine what to look for, supposed to tell if it's the right paper, which it doesn't, but the paper's code too. And the code on the paper being broken was telling the machine, don't count this, it's not real. And what happens when they looked at this, they found that the recount of the votes was very close to the hand recount of November 12th. Now, this is kind of going on right now, and it's going up and down. But what you now have is certification that the voting machines are confirmed to be unreliable. Now, this company, LHS Associates, they program the voting machines in at least 4 New England states. And if, in fact, they program 4 New England states, and they didn't catch this, they didn't catch it in the ballot, they didn't catch it in the ballot printing, they didn't catch it in the ballot folding and mailing, and they certainly didn't catch it in the machines, that means that, well, I think everything's unreliable in at least those 4 New England states. Doesn't that make sense to you? Now, I had a discussion with Heather Mullins of Real America's Voice. This is the reporter that broke it. We talked about it extensively on the ballots. And I said, look, these ballots go right through the ovals. The machines won't read them. It is bad. Sure enough, they pushed for it. And she broke the story May 21st, 2021. And what she said was, Washington auditors test to see if folds in ballots impact the machines count. They were smart enough at least to test it to get on the record. So here's how they tested it. They took 75 folded ballots and 75 flat ballots, equal numbers, okay? Now, of those, they'll be filled in by 3 people. 3 different people will fill in the ballots and run through 2 machines, okay? Now, there were all 3, they did variations of it, all 3 voting straight Republican for the House race, and 2 voting straight Republican with 1 straight Democrat for the other races, just to mix them up, right? And what in the hell did they find? Exactly what we knew we would find on the paper. That the test scanning revealed that the folds through the bubbles on the ballots are being counted as blank votes. They're counting it as no votes because the paper's broken. So one of these scanners of the 75 folded marked test ballots at only 28%. That means votes were lost. You thought you voted, but you didn't if you were up there in New Hampshire. You thought you had equal representation under the law. No. And it's because the rules were broken, not only on the machines and some other very questionable things, but just something as simple as the ballot. This is why we have to check the ballots, because this is a prime example. If the ballot is not printed to exact compliance, just like I showed in Georgia and the Georgia Senate, which caused so much trouble, if they're not printed to exact compliance of the machines, and in that case, the machines could be out 3 microns, and they were out 1,300 microns, right? That it causes problems with the vote. And here it is. Finally, the first one out, an actual certification and an audit, and it basically showed it trashed by not counting 28% of the votes. 28%. We'll just, for giggles, call it 1 out of every 3 votes got thrown away because the paper was printed wrong. That's why you can't look at these partial damn votes. That's why you can't look at partial audits on machines. And that's why you have to look at every machine and every single ballot. Every machine and every single ballot must be looked at. That is mission critical. When I come back, I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to tell you what you need to be squawking about so we get this fixed right after this.
The president of Coke once said, Joe Vaughn set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Joe Vaughn a break. Be right back, right after this.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same, just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/ Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You can find Joe Vaughn on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search #JovanHuttonPulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Joe Vaughn is very unique. Did you know the name Joe Vaughn harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Joe Vaughn is God is gracious, Father. Joe Vaughn in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Joe Vaughn is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Joe Vaughn is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Did you know Joe Vaughn gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
What we're talking about, folks, is election integrity, because if the machines don't work and do not have absolute integrity, then your vote won't count. If our country was founded on an incredible piece of paper, our Declaration of Independence, why are we allowing this country to fail on such a simple piece of paper as a voting ballot? That's why I'm questioning all of this and bringing you all of the information you need to know, because the news just does not want you to know the facts. They want to tell you what they want you to believe. To me, that's outrageous. I think it's just totally unacceptable that the media should be deciding these things for us. And I never thought that I would be the generation ever living to actually see our media censor things. You know, I am a first generation German Jew. And if you study what happened with Nazis and the fascists and stuff, they started censoring what the public could see because they wanted to control public thought. And that's why I laugh when I see these total dumbasses with Antifa and BLM basically saying that the conservatives are the fascists, when in fact the fascism starts with oppressing the news, and that's exactly what's going on. It is mind-blowing. Now, I know every one of you feel this way, thinking, oh my God, how can my country be doing this? How can social media even think it's okay to suppress news or free speech? I mean, what the hell happened to our country? Well, this is part of it, is they have an agenda. and they don't want you to get all the facts. So what I'm just trying to do is bring you the facts, and you can kind of make your own decision. And so when all this election integrity stuff came up, I'm not talking about stealing votes. I'm not talking about great Dr. Evil and the evil cabal. I'm just talking about things not working the way they are supposed to work. And now, in the midst of an audit, we absolutely have proof that things are not what they seem. That, in fact, some of the machines have problems. And these problems can range from anything to not reading votes, not counting votes, to being broken or processing them wrong. And that is why so many people are saying, hey, let's just take a look at the ballots. Now, it makes perfect sense to me if this is supposed to be the most pristine, incredible, wonderful, fan-freaking-tastic election ever run in history, the 2020 election, then why would you even battle with anyone saying, okay, let's confirm the results, let's look at the ballots? It should be totally transparent, right? Well, no, that's not what's going on. And so what I've been talking about is now New Hampshire has confirmed this phenomena. 28% of the votes were not counted, even though the ballot was submitted to the voting machine. And it was simply because the paper was formatted wrong and the fold broke the lines on the ballot. And because the lines were broke on the ballot, the machines could not read them. And because the machines could not read them, the machines only registered certain votes over the other. And it goes back to my simple analogy. You know, you're putting in a dollar bill into a concessions machine. You stick it in, you want to make your choice, but something's wrong with that paper because either the paper's bad or it's the wrong paper or the wrong fiber or the wrong color or it doesn't have the security stuff in it or it's too faded and broken, and the machine spits it out. However, our voting machines don't do that. Think about that. A car wash coin changer is more sophisticated and authentic than our national voting machines. Now, that is kind of ironic, isn't it? If you think about the lowly car wash changing machine, most of them being in filthy places, bubblegum all over the sidewalk, cigarette butts, all kinds of nastiness, and you're going to put your dollar bill in that. That lowly machine does a better job at knowing what it's dealing with than our national voting machines. Because at least those lowly machines and car washes all across the country, motels all across our nation, right? Snack machines, soda machines, even the ones on the side of the highway at the rest stops work this way, and they manage to spit out that bad piece of paper and say, look, bozo, you either give me a right piece of paper or you're not going to get to transact with me. But yet our national voting machines don't do that? How nuts is that? You know, those paper machines for the to take in the dollars are from the 70s and 80s, even before that. And when they figured out they could have counterfeits go in it in the 80s and stuff with the advent of color printers, they got rid of it and fixed it. Now it can't take a counterfeit, but our voting machines don't do that. That's what's wrong. And that's what's happened when it basically criminalized and tabooized and cancel culturized claiming anything's wrong with elections. They just kept on getting swept under the rug, and now our national voting machines work at a less efficiency rate than the average car wash from the 1960s. Now, something's wrong with that. And we can fix it. Why don't we fix it? I say it's not fixed because it's opportunistic. Now, thank God for people like Marilyn Todd, Ken Iringer, all these people up, Dr. Strang, up in New Hampshire, fighting because they're fighting for you. And they have now proven even something different, that the paper does matter. This is why you have to look at the physical paper, because if 28% of the vote wasn't counted, the paper reflects the vote that the machine didn't. And this is why we must look at the paper. This is why I invented Scan the Ballot for Kinematic Artifacts. Something as simple as a fold can change the entire destiny of our great nation if it's not right. just as critical as it being counted a mail-in ballot, but it really wasn't, therefore it's missing the fold. You can now see that the fold put in the wrong place makes the machine break. That's not some nefarious bad hacker. It could be. That could be intentionally done. But at the same time, it could be somebody not paying attention, not understanding the standards, the rules, the laws, and not paying attention and just doing it, having no idea of the cause and effect. And there's no telling how long this has been going on in New Hampshire that's been using these machines in excess of 20 years. Think about how much potentially the entire citizenry of New Hampshire has lost, because now they have these machines. They may even be pushing 30 years. They have these machines and nobody's fixed this. And now, because of all the scrutiny, because people want answers, even though social media and the media is suppressing, now we have answers. Now, how horrible it is to think this could have been going on there for 20 or 30 years with something as freaking simple as printing in the appropriate place on the page according to the state and federal standards. Now you understand why having a physical ballot is so important. Now maybe you understand why it is so damn important to audit the physical ballots. Let's just play a game here. Let's take this same 30% of the votes lost. What if there was no ballot and it was like Bill H.R. 1 that Congress has already passed, that the Senate's looking at, say we want to get rid of ballots? You would never be able to audit it and find it. It is only because they demanded folded and unfolded ballots, both marked, go through the machine and watch what happens. And they proved it. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, empirical, hardcore, forensic evidence, it's broken. It's just that simple. That's why I say scan the ballots and kinematic artifacts. There's no opinion in it. There's no gray space. It either is or it isn't. It either is a real vote or it's not. It's either voted by a person or it's not. It is either the authentic ballot or it's not. It was either mailed or it wasn't. It is either real or it was counterfeit. That is why these things matter, folks. And so here's your battle charge. Help the people of New Hampshire, even if you're not there, push, 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 push with those people to get the physical ballots now audited, because now we have a confirmation of the other crappy type of audits that, yep, the machines were broke, and now let's really put a nail in this and make sure it's fixed forever, and then start screaming with your state and lawmakers, do not get rid of the physical ballots, because that's the only record, historical record, that you have of what you did. Even when you go into a voting machine and you vote electronically, there's no real historical record, because electronics can change everything. That's why you need a physical piece of evidence. That's that ballot. That's why you need to set your hand to it in your own style and confirm it's you, because that is the historic document of your vote. And as I always say, if this country was founded on an incredible document that put this grand experiment to work that made us become the greatest nation in the world, well, we proved paper is important, but I'll be damned if we're going to let this country go to hell in a handbasket over a simple piece of paper, something that can be fixed as easy as our American voting ballot. Because it's real simple. If America goes down, our entire nation goes down, and that affects everybody, with no regard as to what side of the equation you're on. You want to keep on fighting this battle? Talk about the ballot. Make sure we keep up with the ballots. Make sure we have ballots and make sure we audit every single ballot out there to get the real story. Folks, please share this. That's one simple part you can do. It's just hit share. Share it across your social media. Share it with your friends and family. Ask them to listen to understand how ballots work. Because if you understand how ballots work, then you'll understand how important this fight is and why we need everybody to pitch in and fight this fight. Until next time, I love you all. Please share this. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
went by fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.